Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Agar Meditation. And today we are going to have a very important and necessary topic. Most of us have got this notion or belief that meditation is a 10-minute, 15-minute, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour practice. Now, we are going to find out what meditation actually is. What is it that you do every day in the morning? Is it meditation? What must you do? This is what we are going to discover today. We all go through different experiences in our lives. We go through challenges when we are young, where we are irresponsible, careless. We don't bother what happens to us or anyone else. We are just up and about doing whatever we think is right. And as we come into our youth, we have another phase where we think we are responsible and we do things because we believe that we have the right or the authority or the individuality to do whatever we want. We believe that we have got everything right. We believe we know. And then we have this phase where we are married and we have children and we are busy with our daily activities, with our incomes, our earning, with all that. And still we believe that we know what we are doing. So the problem actually is our belief that we know what we are doing. And that is the one thing that we have to question. And we have to question without having any of these answers prepared. All the prepared answers should be just cast aside. We have to question the very basic practice that we do or the very basic habits that we execute every day. For example, if you say that, why do you get irritated? Instead of straight away coming out with a prepared answer, so-and-so irritates me, cast aside and just ask this question, why do I get irritated? And just observe the answers just come and you will see all the prepared answers just jump like fish jump out of water. Observe them, don't own any one of them. And then after some time when these fish stop jumping, the answer will just be visible at the bottom of that water. Similarly, every single thing that we do must be questioned. We should not get into this predefined answers which come from our ego, which only wants to protect itself for the sake of its self-preservation. It is even ready to let go of the very body in which it exists. It is for this very reason that our ego threatens our very existence that we need to do this practice. And that's the reason why we are having this session today, where we are going to get back to nature, focusing on our breathing. So let us start with the first practice, the Maypole meditation. And this is something that we always do to begin with. But today we are going to focus on the breath. Now, to focus on the breath, it's available for you to focus at the tip of your nostrils, not at the tip of your nose, at the tip of your nostrils. You can feel the breath traveling into your nostrils. And that's where you need to pay attention. Don't complicate things. You're breathing in once, you're breathing out once. Once that is over, you're breathing in once, you're breathing out once. So every time you're breathing in, it's just happening then. It's just once. So it's not like breath one, breath two, breath three, breath four. There is no continuum. You breathe in once, you breathe out once. So we focus. So this is simple, right? So this is what we are going to do. We are going to breathe in once, breathe out once. So when the instructions come to breathe, you're going to focus on breathe in once, breathe out once. We're going to do it three times with every instruction. So let me take you through this. So for all those who are new to today's meditation, I'd like to tell you that you are not supposed to use a backrest, because when you do use a backrest, you fall into the mind. Whether you are sitting on a chair or whether you are sitting on the ground, do not use a back support. Don't use a wall as a back support. Instead, what you can do is you can sit on a pillow or you can sit on two blankets. That way, raising your hips above the level of your knees. When you do that, your back automatically straightens up. Okay? So that's a simple way of sitting with your back upright. This is necessary because when you sit with your back upright, you do not fall into the mind. This is as simple as it gets. So let us start with the practice of the maypole. I want you to imagine, think, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. Imagine that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. It's on the ground. It's perfectly fine if the circle is multicolored and not golden. It's perfectly okay. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere which represents your higher consciousness. The sphere is on top of the pole. In your inner seeing, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to these bunch of ribbons, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. When you have chosen your ribbon, walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Once you see yourself settled in your seat, now let us practice asking the higher consciousness what we really need. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. Focus on the breathing at the tip of your nostrils as you breathe in the relaxing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter, anything that's disturbing you. Just breathe it out. Again, breathe in, feeling the breath in the tip of your nostrils, and as it goes into the nostrils, breathe out, releasing everything that you need to let go of. Breathe in again. Breathe out. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. Breathe in with awareness in the nostrils. Breathe out any pain or distress that you may carry in any part of you. Breathe in again. Breathe out, releasing all pain and distress from every part of your being. Breathe in again. Breathe out. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. Focus on your nostrils. Breathe out all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences. Breathe in again. Breathe out all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative experiences, negative memories. Breathe in again. And breathe out all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences. And now let us ask the higher consciousness to send to us through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, tiredness, or weakness. Breathe in again. Breathe out all your fatigue, tiredness, and weakness. Breathe in again. Breathe out and let go of all fatigue, tiredness, and weakness. And now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Again, by being aware of the air flowing through the nostrils, breathe in this unconditional love to the higher consciousness. Breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving it, such as low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you want to release. Breathe in again. Breathe out, release all low self-worth, low self-esteem, any guilt, any sadness, any anger. Breathe in a few more times, receiving divine love, and let go of everything that prevents it from getting absorbed into your beingness. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Now I have a question for you. So if you can tell me, how many of you felt today your practice was deeper, quieter, stronger, better? How many of you felt it that way? Anyone? Excellent. If any one of you can unmute and tell me, what was it that was different today? Anyone?
It was, namaste, this is Manish.
Yes, Manish.
I felt like the self-love was the most experience for me. Like, you know, I felt I am receiving the energy self from the higher consciousness.
No, but can you simplify it? Let us not focus on self-love, things like that. Can you simplify it? Now, you said self, breathing in self-love. What was it that actually happened?
The vibrations, basically.
No, simplify.
The vibrations, and then I was feeling like the vibrations, and then I was like the tears are coming out of, So that's what right. Feeling I had, yeah.
We need to simplify tears. This is simple, right? You had tears in your eyes. That is simple. So let us not try and define it. Okay? When we define it, we make it complicated. All right? So thank you. Thank you, Manish. Yes, someone else had raised their hand. I think Purnima, was it? Purnima, can you unmute?
I felt a bit happier. Yeah, I was happier when doing it.
You were happier. Right, yes. Very good. Very good. I have another. So Kavish says that was focused on the breath. See, the point which I'm trying to make here is we say Prajnana Brahman, which means that when you tune into your awareness, you are tuning, when you tune into your breath, you're tuning into your awareness. When you're tuning into your breath, you're tuning into your awareness. And awareness is consciousness. Awareness is everything. So what you just did was tune into your awareness. The whole practice is to tune into your awareness. Yes, Hari Kumar.
Sir, my experience was when you were giving the different energies that comes into your body, the breath, I could feel the difference in the temperature of the breath, from warm, from there, finally getting into a cooler. This one, finally, when we talked about love coming in, I could feel the the breath temperature changing, and that made me cooler. Okay. Vilas, that was my experience.
Right. So different people have, thank you Hari Kumar, different people have different experiences. The point is to observe that you were in a greater sense of awareness. That's the whole point. You were in a greater sense of awareness through this practice. The breath is the one that tunes into your awareness. Every time you sit in this practice of watching the breath, you're actually preparing for that day when you will get into meditation. Every day when you sit and watch your breath, you are preparing for meditation. So the daily practice of sitting and watching your breath is not meditation. It is the preparation for meditation. I'll narrate an experience that we had. When we conducted this spiritual tour, we went to Varanasi, and a few of us, all of us actually went to the Lahari Mahashaya's house, and we sat there in meditation, and it was like few of us have been sitting every day watching our breath, and when we went and sat there, meditation happened, which made our back just went straight, and then we went blank. There was nothing to do. We were just being awareness. There is nothing to watch. We become the awareness. There is no mind. There's no sensation of the body. And all the vehicles that were traveling there suddenly became insignificant, and we were simply in awareness. Now, how did that happen? It happened only because we were preparing ourselves for that day. So it's important and necessary for us to prepare ourselves for that day when the opportunity arrives, that we are suddenly taken deep into this state of meditation. So this is very important. So you must practice every day. So if you practice some days here, some days there, and some days you forget, some days you believe something else is more important, if all that happens, then you miss the opportunity. So when the opportunity arrives, when you have to sit in meditation, you're not ready. So that's why it's so important to watch your breath day in and day out. There is another reason why we need to watch our breath. The other reason is our life, our daily life. We are a part of the family that we are born in, or we are a part of the family where we marry a person. Either if you're a woman, you get into that house. If you're a man, you bring the woman to your house. If you're in Kerala, then you as a man go to the woman's house. Okay, so it's a matriarchal society. Anyway, so when you get into the household chores, there are so many conflicts in terms of your thoughts, in terms of actions, in terms of customs, rituals, habits, practices, and there is a lot of unease over this whole drama of relationships. So through all this drama, you are going through a lot of mental conflicts. Sometimes you feel you're not cared for, sometimes you feel you're sidelined, sometimes you feel you're not loved, sometimes you feel that you are discarded, sometimes you feel this is your fate. You feel all of these. And when that happens, your breath suffers. Your breath suffers. In fact, the Yoga Shastras say, Dukkha Daurmanasya Angame Jayatva Shvasa Prashvasa Vikshepa Sahabhuvaha. Which means that when there is dukkha, when there is unhappiness, sadness, grief, daurmana, when you are weak in your mind, with frustration, irritation, with fears, with anxieties, then angame jayatva, your limbs become weak. Swasa praswasa vikshepa, your breath begins to shake. It's no more constant. It becomes inconsistent. So when that happens, when the breath begins to become inconsistent, then you lose focus of the mind. The mind becomes the master, you become its slave. And all kinds of thoughts begin to play, and you begin to fall prey to all of these thoughts. So if you watch the breath, now how do we overcome all these challenges that we have in our families? It could be with in-laws, it could be with parents, it could be with siblings, it could be with your workplace, wherever you are. The experience always is happening. And if you want to be in charge, then you have to watch the breath. So when you watch the breath, like I told you, when you watch the breath, then you become the awareness. Prajnana Brahman, when the awareness is consciousness. And when you are watching as consciousness, everything just happens in front of you, but you are not touched by it. Now, I am not quoting some shastra. I am telling you the practice and the effect or the outcome of the practice. So when you watch the breath closely, just the way you did while doing this maypole meditation, then you experience awareness, which you experienced. Some of you had tears in your eyes. Some of you felt happy. Some of you felt quieter. Some of you might not be able to put it in words, but you had a deeper sense of connect. You're not able to put it in words. So this awareness is the master. And when you are in your awareness, you will even watch the play of your own mind. You will see how the mind wants revenge, how the mind wants to pin the person down, how the mind wants to complain against this person. You will watch all of it and you will just be in your awareness with none of them getting a grasp on you. And when that happens, wherever you are, in family, outside, at your workplace, wherever you are, nothing touches you. Nothing at all will touch you. That's the power in the practice. And that is what I'm trying to tell you today, that you have to be with the breath. So the question is, for how long? Right? So for how long do I have to practice observing my breathing so I can be in charge of every situation that I am presented with? The answer is quite simple, but it's not easy, is that you have to be with the breath whenever possible. Whenever possible. If you forget to be with the breath, immediately remember to be with the breath. And when you remember to be with the breath, then practice being with the breath. So this preparation is necessary. Practice being with the breath all the time. And when you are being with the breath, you will realize that the mind will simply not be able to get a grasp on you. You will rise in your awareness. That's how you rise in your awareness. There is no magic, there's no mantra, there's nobody holier than you, there's nobody more special than you. It's all very simple. Practice. That's all it is. So now let us practice getting to the breath. So now I'm going to take you through a practice of about just a simple 2 to 3 minute event where you are going to just observe your breathing. But let me just tell you how this is going to happen. What you're going to do is to just observe breath going in and the breath coming out. So that's one breath. Then the breath going in and the breath coming out. And that's one breath. And breath going in and breath coming out. That's one breath. So there's only one breath that you're going to breathe in and breathe out. So there is no continuum. I need you to remember this. Yes, Mr. Gautam, you have raised your hand. Anything? All right. So let us begin this practice now. Sit with your back straight, your back, neck, and head straight. Do not use a backrest. I recommend you to close your eyes, though it's not mandatory. Some people have too many thoughts in their mind, and the moment they close their eyes, all those thoughts come up, rise up, and they are unable to keep their eyes closed. In those cases, you can keep your eyes open, but your eyeballs downward. Eyeballs looking downward. And now, you can just focus on your breath. Watch the breath in your nostrils travel up and travel down. Do not alter the breath. Let the breath be natural. As the mind slows down, the breath will slow down. So don't make any changes to how long the breath is. Don't make any changes. Just breathe normally. If the mind slows down, the breath will slow down. pull your head backward in the process of observing the breath, and not jet your neck forward, pull it backward. Bring yourself back to awareness. You're losing it. Look downward and then close your eyes if you have to. One breath at a time. Do not get into the continuum. If there are appointments, tasks that the mind is driving you towards, just tell yourself, yes, I know, and come back to the practice. Bring yourself back to one breath at a time. Don't get carried away. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. How was it? What was different? Anyone? Many of you have been practicing in daily meditations, sitting and watching the breath. Was this any different from what you do? Anyone? How many of you do the practice daily? How many of you watch the breath daily? Okay. Right. So my question is, was this practice different? Was it the same? Anyone can unmute? Was it the same? Was it deeper? Was it different, not different? Yes, Purnima?
It was more different. I was more aware of the things. Otherwise, even though I meditate, I'm not able to, like, for a longer time, I'm not able to observe them, but then I could do it.
Right. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Yeah,
this time there is almost no thought at all. It is like mind was blank.
No thought at all, right. So that's the point. So, but I wonder why it took so much time for all of you to. So were you all just had become so quiet that you didn't want to get out of that state? So it's important. So thank you very much for your answers. Yes, Atanu, can you please unmute, Mr. Atanu Chanda? Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. Probably today I could do it more simple way. So probably other days trying to do too many things. Today probably I could do it, keep it simple.
Right. That's the way. See, all practices of spirituality are going back to the basics. They're all going back to the basics. It's like going back to becoming a child. That's what it is. Yes, Mr. Pradeep.
Hey, doctor, it was more intense. And as you said, to concentrate on one breath. So while breathing in and breathing out on one breath, we are able to be with the breath. And as I said before, it was more intense also.
That's correct. That's correct. So just be with the breath. That's exactly the practice. You have to be with the breath. We are with the mind. We are being with the mind instead of being with the breath. So you have only one choice. You have a choice of either being with your awareness or being with your mind. Whichever. So there's only one. There are no two things. So you can only be with your awareness or you can be with the mind. So you make a choice of what it has to be. It's your choice. Right? So, which is why it is so important to be with the breath all the time. So when you are being with the breath, you slowly gain mastery over it. The awareness becomes the master. So all these years, you have allowed the mind to take over. It directs, it feels sad, it feels pleasure, it feels pain, it feels fear, it feels anger. And the moment that happens, the body throws up a reaction. You have acid reflux, you get constipated, you have headaches, you have burning sensation. Oh, it's so terrible. You can make this experience much better. You can actually have a beautiful life when you are just with awareness. We came here only to release all the baggage that we have been carrying for all these years. Now, who asked us to carry this baggage? no one. Then why are we carrying this baggage? Because we believe that we need to carry this baggage. Now the question is, where do I drop this baggage? We are thinking, where do I leave this baggage? Where do I drop this? Whom do I give it to? You don't have to give it to anyone. Just throw it. Now, what will happen to this baggage when I throw it? Who cares? No, but I'm so habituated to carrying this baggage, I believe that I own them. No, you don't. They do not belong to you. You are carrying this baggage because you are so habituated to carrying this baggage. Imagine there was a sick person sitting beside you. Okay? So let's say you're traveling in a train and there's a sick person sitting beside you. In the beginning, you don't want this sick person to sit beside you because you fear that you might contract sickness from that person. You might fall ill. But as more and more time progresses, you want to help this sick person. And the time will come when you actually want to comfort the sick person, even when the sick person does not ask for that comfort. And finally, when the sick person leaves, your mind travels with the sick person. And when your mind travels with the sick person, you wonder, what happened to the sick person? I hope he has recovered. I hope he or she is well. I hope the person gets enough rest. I hope the person meets the right professionals who can help him or her recover. Your mind is constantly traveling with that sick person. That is the kind of baggage that we are always carrying. Now, we are carrying this baggage from God knows when. And all this, I call this baggage, is because it is rubbish. It has zero value in your life. Then why are you carrying it? It's because it has become a stupid habit. And to get rid of the habit, there's only one way, that is to follow the breath. Tune into your awareness now. After this call, just be with the awareness. Be with the awareness and be with the awareness and be with the awareness. Now, there's a time when we chant our mantras. Now, what should I do? You know, the mind will create confusion. Now, this is the time when I chant my Vishnu Sahasranama. This is the chant time I do my prayers, whether it is Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever. The mind will create confusion. The mind does not have religion. Okay? Religion is an attitude. It is a set of practices meant for what? To get you back into awareness. But all of that has been manipulated so much that we pay more attention to religion than to the practice itself. So the mind will throw this confusion. Oh, this is the time for prayer. What do I do? Do I follow the breath? Or do follow the prayer? Or can I, every time I breathe in, be with the awareness, every time I breathe out, I chant the prayer? All this confusion will occur into your mind. So don't bother about all this. Just be with the awareness or be chanting the prayer. Don't just bother with any of those things. Do what you have to do. If you want to chant the prayer, if that gives you a sense of solace, please chant the prayer. But once you finish the prayer, get back to your awareness. If somebody calls, don't think, oh no, I'm going to lose my breathing. I'm going to fall out of my awareness. Of course, you will fall out of your awareness. So now you have to be more judicious to think, which call should I receive? Which call I must not receive? You have to be judicious. And when you're aware in your awareness, the mind will pull you towards all your habits. What about my Instagram? What about my WhatsApp? It will start pulling you towards all of those things. Observe. You say, you're right. I have to look at my Instagram and WhatsApp. I'll do it later. All right? You have to keep pushing. You have to keep pushing until such time that the mind gives up. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. It's going to be a challenge, but be up for the challenge. Anyways, your life has been a challenge all this time. It's not been an easy roller coaster ride. If it were an easy roller coaster ride, you wouldn't be attending this session. Isn't it? So from today, tune into your breathing, tune into your awareness, and get back to life. That's all you have to do. Are there any questions?
Clear, doctor.
Yes, do you have a question? Okay, are there any questions? All right, all of you have got all the answers. I'm so happy. So now let's practice being in awareness from this very moment, and let us tune in to our meditation next Saturday. I'm going to be in Hyderabad, and next Saturday we are going to have in-person meditation. So which means we are going to have live meditation in Hyderabad, and let's connect there. Those who are in Hyderabad can join us. We are going to also have the online session, and we will announce the topic. It's going to be a pretty interesting one. We will announce the topic maybe today or tomorrow, and those who are in Hyderabad can attend this session. Well, thank you so much. So do I drink water when I sit for meditation? You know, this is the monkey mind. You can always drink water when you sit for meditation. Absolutely, no problem with that. Great. So let's connect with this meditation. Let's connect to our awareness every single day. Yes, Kavish? Rashi Matta, is it?
Yes, sir, it's me. So can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Sir, I've been meditating every day. What I'm facing is when I'm sitting in that posture, my back again, slouches.
It slouches forward because you lose your awareness. That's all.
Yes. So maybe after 10 minutes, then I again get aware about it, and then I straighten myself.
So you have to watch, like I told you, the practice is very simple. Watch one breath at a time. Simple. We get into this continuum, and this is what we want to do. We want to get into the convenience of meditation. We want to sit with the breath, and as we are watching the breath, and we just say that now that I have got it, I can just let it flow, and then you lose it. Awareness is something that must be practiced until it becomes your second nature. It must be practiced every day until it becomes your second nature. It takes time. So until that time that it becomes your second nature, you need to keep practicing it. Just don't give in to the mind.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
All right. So all of you, thank you so much for attending today's Agar meditation. Again, we will connect next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. Lots of love to all of you. Enjoy your life. If someone says that you are the worst person on earth, you can tell them, how did you find that out? If someone says that you are nasty, you say, oh my goodness, how did you get that so right? So just don't bother about any of those comments that people are passing. Just be in your awareness. Enjoy your life. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Lots of love to all of you. I'm signing off now, and all of you just practice.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, doctor.